This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you from the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate, and thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today. And remember, the Radio Realtors can be heard on your radio or live streaming four times a weekend.
And also don't forget, you can catch the Radio Realtors anytime on our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes or Spotify.
And as we always say, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but active realtors that help our listeners and clients just like you every day.
And we're still standing by our slogan, real value, real people, real results. And in this crazy market, we want to help you buy your next home or sell your home. So give us a call right now on our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And you're in the right place if you are a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you're a potential home seller and thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors.
Yes, we do, Frank. And how would you like to sell your home very quickly and for every penny that it's worth with no showings? Well, the Radio Realtors, we do that with our quick sale 30-day listing with no showing strategy. And that strategy includes professional HD photographs of your home, a video tour of your home, and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost.
So why not find out how you can sell your home right now safely, effectively, and quickly with no showings? Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So we're going to cover some great topics for you, including...
Well, the first one is six dream hopes that are total misconceptions.
Six DIY projects you want to avoid.
And the Radio Realtors hot tips for winning in a seller's market.
And we're also going to share a few brand new listings that you will want to see this weekend or this coming week.
So you can connect with us anytime by calling or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or once again online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So many potential home buyers start out dreamy-eyed when they first begin shopping for a house with images of a big backyard, a home office, a charming coffee shop just down the block, and a bunch more.
The problem, if budgets are tight, as they usually are, then all too soon, those dreams collide hard with reality.
And it can be a devastating mental adjustment for buyers who aren't prepared. And are you worried that your own home search standards might be too much of a stretch?
Well, if you are, the Radio Realtors are here to point out some top dream home hopes that you might want to think twice about.
And trust us, it's best to know these misconceptions up front rather than down the road.
Dream hope misconception number one, the hope that you won't have to settle.
You know, it's true, daydreaming about the house you'll own one day is very fun, and so is window shopping real estate listings online. However, keep in mind that listing photos show a home in its best light, and the visions in your head are usually just a fantasy.
The more you invest in these fantasies, the more jarring it can be to match those with a brick-and-mortar house.
So let's break it down to you up front. Odds are your dream home won't have every single thing on your wish list, okay? So you're almost certainly going to have to sacrifice something and settle.
To get a more realistic barometer of properties, you might consider stop daydreaming, stop window shopping, and set foot in a few open houses sooner rather than later.
And, you know, we're doing open houses a little bit differently right now, so it's not as easy to do that. But touring homes is something that you want to do. And this is going to help you ground your dreams and keep them from veering too much into flights of, like, true fancy.
Dream hope misconception number two, the hope that your dream home will be right on or under budget.
Yeah, and lots of buyers run into trouble when they combine big expectations with smaller budgets. And the problem often comes from buyers zeroing in on one number, the home's purchase price.
Many buyers get caught up on the purchase number, but the reality is that a home costs much more than just that.
And a house is always more expensive than you think it will be. You may have factored in the mortgage payments, insurance, and property taxes, but
what about the cost of new furniture, home improvements, home maintenance, utilities, cable, and internet, yard maintenance, and HOA dues?
That's a lot of stuff. Potential home buyers need to look at a home's PITI. And so that stands for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And you want to get a better idea of how much your home is going to cost.
Dream hope misconception number three, the hope that your house will be huge.
That's right. The thing about dream homes is that in your imagination, they can get pretty large and luxurious.
And you might be fantasizing about lots of extra rooms for friends and family, a big backyard, a formal dining room, and maybe even a movie theater. But if you get too ambitious, you can run into problems.
Yeah, and with house upkeep, cleaning, landscaping, pools, and other amenities, the costs associated with a larger home can really add up.
And too much is not always good, right, Rob?
Right. And while you may be thinking that you'd love a fabulous mansion with all the bells and whistles, that kind of home can be extremely pricey, and it can even cost you more to maintain it.
And the Radio Realtor suggests that you carefully consider what you truly need in your dream home, not just what you want.
Yeah, think about how much space you really need to live. Are you planning on having children? If so, how many? Do you really need a home that's 3,500 square feet, or would 1,800 square feet work for you?
Dream hope misconception number four, the hope that your dream home will look just like houses on HDTV.
Yeah, and after watching renovation shows on TV and following designers' social media accounts, you may have high expectations for how your home should look.
In the real world of reality TV and social media, it seems like everyone has the most amazing designer home with all the bells and whistles, and expectations can be skewed for some buyers.
Yeah, so you probably don't want to expect your home to look exactly HGTV worthy the instant you walk through the door. It's likely to take time and your personal touch to bring it up to snuff. We're going to go to break, but before we do that, we're going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Captivating in Carmichael, and this stunning 4-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom, over 2,500 square foot custom home is nestled on a quiet cul-de-sac in the heart of Carmichael. You will instantly fall in love with the established neighborhood and pristine curb appeal. The interior boasts fresh paint, an open layout with formal dining, and generous-sized bonus room. This home has a great room concept that offers abundant natural light, a cozy fireplace, and views of your private backyard. The gourmet kitchen features ample storage, a gas cooktop, double ovens, a newer refrigerator, and bar seating. The dreamy master suite includes a sitting area with a brick fireplace and outdoor access. The master bathroom has a walk-in shower, a soaking tub, double sinks, and a built-in vanity. The huge backyard gives you a mountain-setting swimming pool with swim-out seating, a separate spa, and a fire pit. Updates include a 2-year-old AC, a 1-year-old water heater, a newer roof, attached storage, and leaf guard gutters. This home is in a highly sought-after location within minutes to Ansel Hoffman Park, schools, dining, the American River, and shopping. Truly the perfect place to call home. Priced at just $569,950, you will want to see this home right away. To see Captivating in Carmichael, just text the word Captivating to 916-269-3337. That's Captivating to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Studio. And just a reminder, if you missed any of our first segment, well, you can always catch us on our podcast. Just search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes or Spotify. We're talking to you right now about the 6 dream home hopes that are total misconception. Dream hope misconception number 1 was the hope that you won't have to settle. And sometimes the home that you're looking for is not going to have every single thing you want. Dream hope misconception number 2 is your home will be right on or under budget. In this market, you got to probably think that you may be paying over list price. Dream hope misconception number 3 is the hope that your house will be huge. Now, it's always a fantasy that you want a huge house. house. However, right now, you may have to settle for something a little bit smaller. You might not get that 4,000 square foot home for $400,000. You might have to settle for something a little smaller. Dream hope misconception number four, the hope that your dream home will look just like the houses on HGTV. It's so funny when you watch those shows, it seems like in 30 minutes, they go from a total catastrophe of a home to a luxurious mansion. And it only takes 30 minutes for them to do, and they just need a sledgehammer and some paint. Right, Frank?
Right.
So let's go to dream hope misconception number five. What is that?
The hope that your dream house won't need repairs.
Wow. Many home buyers assume that as long as they conduct a home inspection on a house and it comes out okay, you won't have to do any major repairs for many years to come. And that's just not true.
Yeah, Rob, I've seen a lot of homes, even new homes, that still need repair.
Right.
Home inspections really point out the glaring, obvious problems that need to be fixed, and maybe not ones a few years down the road.
And this can include siding and fascia degradation, trees growing through the main sewer or septic lines, or appliances, cabinetry, or windows nearing the end of their functional lives.
And it can be difficult to step into the role of the homeowner. This is especially hard on longtime renters used to having landlords fix issues.
Yeah, dream hope misconception number six is the hope that remodeling your home will be easy and inexpensive. And if you want to make over a home so it's exactly to your liking, that's totally fine. Just keep in mind that even small upgrades can add up. And this is especially true if you hire a professional to get it done right.
Thinking you dabble in a little DIY, well, that's fine, but you shouldn't get too excited. It's important to set realistic goals for the entire process that are within your reach.
In other words, go ahead and make your own cosmetic changes, but before you start knocking down walls or swapping out electrical components, do your research and make sure it's within your skill set and that it's safe.
And whether you're addicted to watching This Old House or Flip or Flop, home improvement shows always make everything look so easy.
Sure they do.
But before you pick up the drill and sledgehammer, please pause for this public service announcement.
Yep, Frank, those TV shows don't show about 90% of what happens to complete a project. Obviously, when you're going 30-minute or an hour show.
Yeah.
And as contractors know all too well, home improvement shows are more about people than the projects. In their pursuit of drama and a compelling narrative, they bypass a whole lot of details about how repairs and renovations actually get done.
So what we're saying is, for inspiration, TV or YouTube is a fine start. But beyond that, a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing.
Yeah, certain jobs are just too dangerous. Others are too complicated, and some are too pricey, as the equipment will cost as much as hiring a contractor. If you don't know or own 90% of the tools and accessories you need for a project, then you might want to get a pro to do it.
So to help you avoid a ton of headaches or worse, here are six DIY projects to avoid, like a misfiring nail gun.
Yeah, DIY project number one to avoid is molding. Now, how many inspiring episodes have you seen where a quick addition of crown molding classes up a room totally?
But heed a word of caution. No walls in a house are perfectly straight, not even new homes.
And no amount of caulk will cover over those imperfections either. In fact, experts who do molding use various techniques such as scribing, which is painstakingly shaping your material with tools so it fits flush to ensure your moldings are aligned and that they stay that way.
All in all, doing your own molding is not for the amateur DIYer.
Yeah, DIY project number two to avoid is floor refinishing. And renting equipment to refinish your hardwood floor sounds reasonable enough at first glance. After all, you're just sanding off the top layer of wood. How hard can it be?
But professional carpenters won't even sand his own floors. Why? Because sanding machines require, he calls, the right touch by someone who does this day in and day out.
And no matter how many times you watch the video on YouTube, you won't get the feel for the machine unless you do it a bunch. Sanding one spot a few seconds too long could result in those drum marks on the floor that will be extremely difficult to cover up.
And you thought you were saving money, right, Rob?
That's right, Frank. DIY project number three to avoid is electrical work. An electrical malfunction is listed by the U.S. Fire Administration as one of the top causes of house fires. You just want to call a professional. professional.
Yeah, Rob, when you attempt to complete electrical repairs on your own, you put your own health, the health of others, and your property at risk.
Right. I actually got mildly electrocuted in seventh grade while plugging in a desk lamp on an assembly line, and it knocked me out, and I woke up in the nurse's office, and I have never forgot it. So I am super careful around electricity.
Yeah, I bet you that shocked you so much, you probably hire out all your electrical work, don't
you,
Rob?
Yeah, I don't even plug my own things in anymore.
Okay. DIY project number four to avoid is tiling. This one is not an absolute don't, but a great looking tile job does require a lot more planning than just slapping squares on the floor or wall and then admiring your work.
And even if you lay out tile, measure and measure again, you will need to cut edges and around things such as faucets and prepare to scale a steep learning curve cutting tile.
And I've heard glass mosaic tiles are among the toughest to cut. And that's why it pays to save yourself the trouble and hire a professional.
Right. DIY project number five to avoid is roofing. And it's not that roofing is too hard. It's often just a matter of scale and something else, danger.
In fact, experts are recommending that regular folks avoid any exterior projects that involve scaffolding for obvious reasons.
Yeah. According to the National Safety Council, more than 6,000 Americans die each year from falls, mostly from roofs or ladders while cleaning gutters or fixing roofing.
Not to mention that, Rob, can you imagine doing roofing in this heat?
No.
Brutal. It's just not worth it, Rob. And that goes for gutter cleaning and even dryer vent cleaning as well.
Yeah, DIY project number six to avoid is permit needed work. And if you don't really understand how to get a permit or if or why you would need one in the first place, you should really avoid the project. And you need to be fully understanding what's entailed in a DIY project that requires getting a permit in the first place.
Yeah, many DIYers skip permits altogether, but they risk being fined if spotted by an inspector or if a neighbor seeking revenge narcs on them. And also, watch out for the drones the county is using now.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But you also risk something worse than inconvenience, namely problems selling the house in the future. And why is that? Because you must disclose unpermitted work when selling. And this causes a chain reaction because buyers might be unwilling to take on a home with potentially dangerous work. And potential home buyers might have trouble financing due to unlawful alterations to the home.
And Rob, here's a general rule of thumb. Typically, painting, built-ins, or simple projects such as adding a chandelier don't require permits.
Yeah, but once you're changing the footprint of a house, updating wiring, or re-roofing, you do need a permit, which means you should probably call a contractor right away.
For some final thoughts here regarding those dream home misconceptions, real estate is a big deal. For most Americans, a home is the most expensive purchase you'll make in your lifetime.
And it's a serious transaction with significant financial and emotional ramifications for all parties involved, and having proper representation is critical.
And buying and selling a home is not like purchasing a plane ticket, Rob. Every home is different, and laws change every year and vary from state to state.
And generally speaking, people purchase a new home every 7 to 10 years, and a lot can and usually does change between transactions. And the Radio Realtors are immersed in real estate, and we have to stay current with all the updates and regulations, laws, contracts, and practices. So once you retain the Radio Realtors, we can put that knowledge to work for you.
And browsing online is a terrific way to start a home search. In fact, 90% of people start their home search online. But when it's time to buy, knowing all the pros and cons of a property can help you make the right decision.
And Frank, the Radio Realtors live and breathe real estate, and our certified home buyer program is second to none to get you into a home in as little as 14 to 21 days.
Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And we'll be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225 or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes the neighborhood.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And if you missed the first half of our show, well, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, but jam-packed.
But you can still catch it. Just go to our podcast and search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall, and you can find us on iTunes or Spotify. So a potential home buyer doesn't want to be taken by surprise in a hot seller's market. And this is one of the main reasons that the most important thing that you can do as a home buyer is for you to hire the Radio Realtors to advise you on market conditions. And if it's a seller's market, it could be very difficult, if not almost impossible, to buy the first home a buyer wants to buy.
Due to the fact that most potential home buyers generally have very little interest in the real estate market when they are not in the home buying cycle, they don't always know how the market moves from one season to another, much less from month to month.
And it's often uncomfortable for a buyer to be told the market is a seller's market when the buyer may believe otherwise. Markets can change almost overnight. And when the market changes to a seller's market like it is right now, a buyer's home strategy has to change with it.
In a seller's market, a home buyer is unlikely to be successful using the same methods used in a buyer's market.
So here's hot tip number one to win in a seller's market. It's you need to be totally prepared to make an offer. And the first thing that you need to know right now is that time is of the essence. The housing market is absolutely nuts right now. And there are literally lines of buyers waiting to show homes on the weekends, especially.
And multiple offers are happening with more regularity in a seller's market than a buyer's market.
And that's because by its very nature, a seller's market is defined in part by low inventory and lots of home buyers. And a beautiful home that is priced well will most likely attract more than one offer.
And remember, in a seller's market, you will not be the only buyer touring homes.
That is for sure. In fact, this is last weekend, we maybe saw 10 homes, and almost every one of them had a line of people waiting to show the home. So factor number one is price. Now, price is not always the most important factor, but right now in this market, unless the home is just priced very high or overpriced, you do not want to offer less than the list price.
And understand this, in the seller's market we are currently in, on some homes, you may need to offer more than the amount the seller is asking.
That is correct. Factor number two is your earnest money deposit. And a larger earnest money deposit might look very attractive to a seller. Sometimes it may be worth considering doubling or tripling that amount.
You're going to pay it anyway at closing, so you might as well increase that deposit so your offer looks stronger.
Factor number three is not requesting favors. Now, this is not the time in a seller's market to ask the seller to give you the refrigerator or the washer and dryer or part with fixtures or paint the front door or do a bunch of repairs.
Factor number four is delaying buyer possession. It is customary for the seller to move at closing, but in some cases it might be good to give the seller a few extra days, a couple of weeks, or even a month to move at no cost or for a per diem of your payment, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance.
Now, most potential home buyers probably won't think about this move, and the seller could look more favorably upon an offer that lets them move at their leisure.
And we get these questions all the time. Why would a buyer offer the seller a potential free rent back? And won't the buyer possibly have a double payment, paying a mortgage payment and potentially paying rent somewhere else until they could move into their new home?
Frank, I'm going to answer both questions here. In many cases, it costs you literally nothing as a home buyer to offer the seller a free rent back. Generally, a homeowner's first mortgage payment is due the first day of the month following the 30-day period after the close. So if you're buying a home and let's say you close on August 30th, for example, your first payment would be due on October 1st. And that means you basically get a month to live in the home mortgage free.
Yeah, Rob, this is huge because I know both you and I have done this and we have accepted these offers even when the price is a little bit lower. So it's very important to do that. So a great strategy might be to do a 21-day close as a Radio Realtor certified home buyer, closing in 21 days and giving seller a 9-day free rent back.
Yeah, right. This maneuver gives you leverage that doesn't cost you anything, but gives the seller latitude to move stress-free. And since your first payment wouldn't be due right away, you would basically be using that free month scenario.
Hot tip number two to win a seller's market is submit your pre-approval and proof of funds documentation.
So if your pre-approval is from an out-of-area broker or lender, it would be better to be one of the Radio Realtors certified home buyers and be fully approved instead.
Yeah, showing that pre-approval, proof of funds for closing, and having the preferred lender call the listing agent can work wonders for your purchase offer rising to the top.
So call us right now to speak with one of our preferred mortgage lenders on the Radio Realtors hotline. That number is 916-269-3337. That number is 916-269-3337.
Hot tip number three to win in a seller's market is having a realtor with connections.
Yeah, Frank, this is really important.
I know.
Listing agents are often very busy. So the Radio Realtors can save you and the listing agent some very, very precious time by preparing your offer efficiently and most of all, correctly.
Yeah, Rob, here's the bottom line, is the listing agent may be inclined to recommend your offer over an offer from another agent who did not complete the offer the way the seller expects.
Yeah, Frank, think of it this way. Say a listing agent has two offers. One is exactly the offer the seller would like to sign. The other offer is not, and the other offer would need a counteroffer from the seller to continue those negotiations.
So should the listing agent prepare a counteroffer or should the buyer's agent revise the offer? Well, in this situation, it is better for the buyer's agent to revise the offer. It's just faster.
Right. Plus, during the time it would take the listing agent to prepare a counter, the Radio Realtors can send the counter offer for signature, then deliver the counter offer to the seller's agent. And waiting for the listing agent to do so could allow time for another full price offer to come in, and then you've got competition.
So if you want to be the first offer, the best offer, and the only offer the seller will accept, your offer needs to match the seller's expectations.
That's right. It is all about expectations. So before we go to break, we're going to give you audio open house number two. We're calling this one Rewarding in Rosemont, and this is a bright and open floor plan on this single-story, three-bedroom, two-bathroom, nearly 1,200-square-foot home in one of the Radio Realtors' most coveted areas, Rosemont, and it's priced at only $350,000. This home has a great room concept with a large kitchen with island, One bedroom includes a built-in wall unit with a Murphy twin bed, the large master suite with two closets and an ensuite bath overlooks this beautiful backyard. It has a low-maintenance backyard with a covered patio, outdoor barbecue island, artificial grass, a retaining wall, and a shed. This home is also energy efficient with dual-pane windows and cool wall exterior paint. Rewarding in Rosemont has a two-car garage with generous cabinetry and attic storage. And get this, the washer and dryer and security camera system is included in the sale. Once again, priced at only $350,000. If you'd like to see Rewarding in Rosemont, just text the word Rewarding to 916-269-3337. That's the word Rewarding to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are talking to you about the Radio Realtors' hot tips for winning in a seller's market, which we are in right now. Hot tip number one to win in a seller's market was you need to be totally prepared to make an offer. And there's a lot of things that go into that, but part of that is becoming a Radio Realtors certified home buyer, because certification is way better than pre-qualification. Right, Frank?
Way better.
The next hot tip number two to win in a seller's market, is submit your pre-approval and proof of funds documentation. We get that as being one of the Radio Realtors certified home buyers. But if you want to speak with one of our preferred mortgage lenders right now, you can do that. Just give us a call on our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Hot tip number three to win in a seller's market is having a realtor with connections. The Radio Realtors, we are connected. We know a lot of other agents, and normally we can talk to those agents, find out exactly what they want and what the seller wants to help you win the deal. Hot tip number four for winning in a seller's market is you need to jump on those showings. Yeah, you don't want to be the buyer who wants to wait until the weekend to view a home in a seller's market, because by the weekend, that home could be sold.
Yeah, it is gone by the weekend. Try to be one of the first showings. Sellers usually don't enjoy having buyers come through their homes at all hours of the day. So most would like to see their home sold quickly.
Yeah, especially with COVID-19, right, Frank?
Right.
So if you write a good offer, a fast offer, and a clean offer, your chances of acceptance are far better than those of a buyer who is unprepared.
It may astonish you to know how many buyers are often unprepared.
It's really crazy, especially in this market.
Yep.
Hot tip number five for winning in a seller's market is offer your highest and best.
When a buyer is in multiple offer situations, we always ask them, if you miss out on this house because you didn't offer $5,000 or $10,000 more, will you be okay with that next week? Or will you be very upset?
Yeah, and the difference of $5,000 may only mean $25 to $50 on your monthly mortgage payment. If you really want the house, you're going to need to offer your highest and best.
When there are multiple offers, you can bet that someone else really wants that house as well.
Yeah, and that's for sure. And so this won't be the time when you get a bargain. You will need to offer current market value to win. And consequently, this is the time when you have to know your numbers and decide, how much do I want this house?
Hot tip number six for winning in a seller's market is use videos and letters.
Yeah, Frank, not everything in a home sale is just about money. A seller's nostalgia for their home can be strong, and a short personal letter from a buyer that shows how they would enjoy living there might just sway the sellers.
Promising to maintain the architectural heritage of a historic home, for example, or showing how much you look forward to taking care of the rose garden on the property can show you that you'll also have a sentimental attachment to the home.
Yeah, we recommend that you shoot videos and write letters. Appealing to the heart may not be your first strategy in a seller's market, but it could be a smart way to complete a deal before it is even started.
Hot tip number seven for winning in a seller's market is decide, where can you compromise?
Yeah, some buyers see a dated kitchen or an unfinished backyard and they run for the door. And that's less competition for you. Finishes and appliances and even backyards are easy to change.
Also, finishes and architectural styles go in and out of fashion. Mid-century modern, for instance, it was hot in 2015 after decades as a niche interest.
And granite countertops are giving way to other materials now, but it's hard to change a floor plan and you are always stuck with a home's location.
That said, if you absolutely positively don't mind living on a busy street or smaller lot or beside a commercial area, you could get a deal in a neighborhood you otherwise wouldn't be able to afford.
Yeah, just be sure, because what seems like a small annoyance now may grow over time.
Hot tip number eight for winning in the seller's market is be patient.
Yeah, the typical home buyer in 2019 searched for 10 weeks and looked at least 10 homes, according to the National Association of Realtors.
And in a scorching hot market, which we're in right now, a buyer might make 10 offers before winning one.
Yeah, and after losing out on several homes, you might feel tempted to make a desperation bid or to completely give up. And we want to tell you, you don't want to do either. Bidding too much or making an offer on a home that you really don't like is just going to leave you feeling resentful.
Yeah, meanwhile, giving up will leave you, well, renting. And with interest rates as low as they are, there really has never been a better time to buy. Become a certified Radio Realtors home buyer right now by calling 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So, Frank, let's put a bow on this, because right now we are in a market that is a crazy seller's market. I mean, almost every home, if it's priced right now, is getting multiple offers. So as a buyer or a potential buyer, you have to stand out from the rest. So there's about five things that we would recommend that you do right now to be ready and able to buy a home. Getting in that RWA status, we call it ready, willing, and able, and being a certified Radio Realtors home buyer. Number one is, man, you have to educate yourself. Education on that whole process is so important. You have to know what you're doing, and you want to be confident in your decision making, because a lot of people, they're going to go to an open house or they're going to view a home online. They fall in love with it, right? And then they have to scramble to get their loan. So number one, educate yourself. Make sure you're educated. What do you think about that?
No, I fully agree with you, Rob. Case in point, last night I showed a home at 4:30, and this particular buyer, you know, wants to see more homes, and then calls me this morning and says, I'm ready to make an offer. And guess what I had to tell her? It sold.
Right.
It sold last night. That's why you have to be Johnny on the spot. They need to call us.
Right.
They need to call us to have everything get ready for war, because it's like going to war.
Right.
When you go to buy your house. I hate to use that analogy, but that's pretty much how it is.
Well, in anything, you need a strategy. So the second thing is, figure out how much you really can afford. And the way to do that is talk to one of our preferred home mortgage lenders. Got to do that. So give us a call, 916-269-3337. Number three is, you really want to get a handle on your credit score. You want to know where that is. But the only way you're truly going to know is if you talk to one of our preferred mortgage lenders, because
right,
you could go to Credit Karma and all these other sites. But just like Jeff Sipes from Blue Water Credit said, those are not super accurate. It's kind of like the Zillow's estimate of the credit reporting world. The other thing, number four, is research down payment assistance, because there are down payment assistance programs. So you don't necessarily have to be coming in with tons and tons of money. You might be able to get most of your closing costs paid and even some of your down payment costs. But you need to know what's available, right?
There's so many programs that the average person doesn't even know. That's why our preferred lenders have all that information for you.
Absolutely. So the last thing is that you want to do some searching. And a lot of people go to Zillow and these other sites and they're searching for homes, but there's a lot of erroneous information on those sites, because they are not designed for consumers as much as they are designed to catch consumers and sell those, your lead or your name and phone number, to realtors. So you want to go sign up on the radiorealtors.com website, and you can have total access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to search for homes. And it regenerates every 15 minutes. So you're going to have some of the best information, and you'll know that the homes that you're looking for are available. So if you'd like to be one of the Radio Realtors certified home buyers, we want to help you, and you need to call us right now. Give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or
go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And make it a great week, everybody.
Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to the Radio Realtors.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.